A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Lamed Hey, Amud Beis, 35b, pagination page 70. Starting from the first quarter of the page, it's about 15 lines from the top. In the middle of the line, you'll see a two dots, and then followed by Tafresh Tanu Rabbanon. Our topic this morning is preparing for Shabbos, and the Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanon, we learned, Sheish Tekios Tokim Erev Shabbos. They would blow six blasts of the shofar on Friday in preparation of Shabbos, so that people should be able to time themselves and be reminded to prepare for Shabbos properly. Rishona, the first blast, Lahavtil Asa'am Mimalacha Shebesados, was that people in the fields should stop working. Shania, the second blast, Lahavtil Ir Vachanuyos, so that in the city, the shops should close down. Shalishis Lahadlik Esaner Divir Rab Nosan, Rab Nosson says that the third blast is already to light the Shabbos candles. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer, no. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says that the third is lachlots tefillin, to take off the tefillin. V'shoa kedetzliyas dog katan, they would wait a little bit in order to be able to do a minimal amount of Shabbos preparation, the roasting of a small fish, o kedelahadbek pas betanur, or to stick a piece of bread to the wall of the oven, v'tokeya Maria v'tokeya, and then they would blow three blasts, v'shoves, and that would be the symbol that Shabbos begins. This concept that there is a distinct preparation for Shabbos in anticipation to make sure that we're on time is very significant, and various Gedolim commented upon its importance. The Aruch HaShulchan in his city said that of all his accomplishments, the fact that he was able to get the streets of the Jewish quarter to close down in a timely manner for Shabbos, he would go up and down wishing people a guten Erev Shabbos, he considered from his biggest accomplishments. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say that Baruch Hashem, the Jews transferring from Europe to the United States, preserved Shabbos. But he lamented that unfortunately they did not really preserve Erev Shabbos. The entire aura of anticipation that Shabbos is coming was not properly developed in this country. I know a specific very large city had an incident one winter where a bus came rolling in. Actually, it was on Shabbos, the result of a heter that had to be given because it was stormy and dangerous, and they allowed the non-Jewish bus driver to continue driving this entire busload of people. But they realized that something had to be said, because on a short Shabbos, you can't leave one city at 1:30 or 2:30 and expect on a stormy day to get to your destination in a way that's covered Shabbos, even if everything goes perfectly. And takanas were put in place because you can't have people cutting it so close. Erev Shabbos has to be focused and planned and calculated so that everything should close down in a timely manner. Let's skip down at the end of a line, about six lines from where we were, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. They learnt in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, Sheish Tekios Tokim Erev Shabbos, they would blow six blasts on Erev Shabbos. Hischelet koat kia rishonim nimnu ha'omdim besada mila'ador u milachrosh. when they blew the first one, the people in the fields would stop their digging and plowing, and from doing their variety of labors. And then we have an interesting statement here. The inner ones, the people closer to the city, would not be allowed to come in on their own as soon as they were ready to do so. They had to wait until the people from the outer fields would gather with them so that all the workers of the fields would come in together. The reason is, Rashi says, Shalo yachshedu, they should not think badly, accuse the people who would be coming later of continuing to work after the shofar blast was blown, when in reality they didn't work any longer, they just had a longer area to walk after they stopped working. So we want everybody to gather and then come in together so that there is no doubt that someone was disrespectful to these blasts. But as they came into town, the stores were still open, the shops, the shutters were still bent down with the wares. And then they would blow the second blast. And then they would close up the shops. Things were still cooking. By the third blast, this brisa says, they would hide the foods, put them away in insulation, so that they would be ready for the meal later. V'hidlik hamadlik, and they were ready to light the Shabbos neros. V'shoa kedetzlias dog katon, and then they would have a little bit of time. If someone was running late, they could still roast a small fish, as we mentioned before. V'tokeo maria v'tokeo v'shoves, and then they would blow the final blasts and everything would stop. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina comments, he says that there might still be a few moments even after that. And they responded, no. Imke nasata devarecha l'shi'urim, there is no time after that. The chazan would actually take his shofar and hide it right there where he was standing. And there was no extra time for him to walk and put it away somewhere. It was all timed perfectly, so that as soon as he finished blowing, he put the shofar down, and they were supposed to consider it Shabbos at that moment. This concept, in practical terms, even if we don't have the shofar blasts, is something that a person should be imposing on themselves, recognizing how much time they need to get ready for Shabbos, and certainly the last 5 minutes before sunset, the last 18 for women who are lighting Shabbos Neros, and that's the minig. There's a time before Shabbos that we stop doing Malacha, and certainly even before that, in preparation for Shabbos, to bathe, to prepare the house, etc. A friend of mine shared with me a fascinating story that he was the last one in the warehouse on an Erev Shabbos. It was 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whatever it was. I don't know exactly when Shabbos was, but everybody was closing down, and a Jewish customer called up and said, I need you to fill this order and send it out UPS so that I'll have it. And he said, I'm sorry, the people in the stockroom already left, and I'm the only one left. And this potential customer said, so then you fill it. And my friend said, I can't. I have to go home and prepare for Shabbos. So this potential customer commented, well then, I guess you really have to decide whether a potential customer is more important to you or preparing for Shabbos is more important to you. And my friend told him over the phone, thank you for putting it in such a stark reality so that you've made my decision for you, for me. You've made my decision for me, thank you very much. I'll be glad to talk to you Monday morning and fill your order. But if it's a choice between a potential customer and preparing properly for Shabbos, there's nothing to talk about. and thank you for making it so clear. I'd like to conclude with the words of the Mishneh Berurah, Simen Resh Nun Vav, where he discusses this concept of the six shofar blasts in preparation for Shabbos, which we commonly do not do in most of our communities. He writes at the end that even though they don't do these blasts necessarily in each community, but he says there are people hamisnadvim ba'om, dedicated to the nation, and they go through the streets warning people that Shabbos is coming, reminding them. Chavuros kedoshos hamiyusados al hashkochas haShabbos, holy groups that are designated to make sure that people are reminded that Shabbos is coming. Va'ashrei chelkom, lucky is their portion. Kehem mezakim es Yisrael la'aviyam shevashamayim, because they are enabling people to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yizku avur zeh mischazkim tamid b'mitzvah zu, and people who are dedicated to this mitzvah should be zochel levanim gedolei Yisrael, to children who are great in Israel. One final comment comes to mind. They did a mock-up of the New York Times for 100 years in the future, and they were wondering what to put on the front page, because you never know what the world is going to be then like. But they universally agreed that that little 2-3 line, women and girls, Jewish women and girls, remember to light Shabbos candles, Shabbos time lighting in New York is, with that time, they put that on. And their comment was, we don't know what will be 100 years in the future, but we do know for sure that Jewish women and girls will be lighting Shabbos candles. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.